In this episode of Good Deeds, we talk to Margaret Bruno, Community Foundation of Tampa Bay, and the director of Love IV Lawrence. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Welcome, Margaret.
Thanks for having me.
Margaret, tell us about your journey. You've been leading Love IV Lawrence since May 2024, and you have an extensive experience in nonprofit leadership and fundraising and strategic planning. And let's start with what this organization is about.
Sure. Love for Lawrence was founded in 2019 in memory of Lawrence Hunley Dimmitt IV. And at its core, it's really all about changing the conversation around mental health, mental illness, and suicide. We know that stigma keeps people from talking about their struggles and getting the help they need. And Love for Lawrence exists to help break down those barriers and connect people with resources and create real and open conversations about mental health. And we have a competitive grants program at Love for Lawrence. And in the past 5 years, we've granted over $650,000 to 47 local nonprofit organizations that are doing incredible work in mental health and suicide prevention in our community. And beyond funding, we're creating safe spaces for dialogue and education. We have supported mental health first aid training, and we have an in-home intimate conversations series and a signature event, Reeling in Stigma. And Love for Lawrence is a fund at Community Foundation Tampa Bay, which has helped to grow and expand our impact with funding more programs, increasing awareness, and making sure that this work continues for years to come. And really, at the end of the day, Love for Lawrence is about saving lives and changing the way we talk about mental health.
And it's never been more important than now. So on March 6th, tell us a little bit about this event that's going to be going on at Floridarama.
Yes, it is an event called Reeling in Stigma. This is our fifth annual event. And this year, the event is all about taking care of people who take care of us, so our mental health professionals in our community. And we've seen a heartbreaking and really alarming trend that's not been talked about in our community. In the past 2 years, 7 leaders from behavioral health organizations in Tampa Bay have died by suicide. And these are the very people dedicated to helping others, yet they often struggle to get help themselves. And so Reeling in Stigma brings together a really incredible panel for a real and honest conversation about what is happening and why, and the unique challenges that mental health professionals face and in the face of getting help, and what we can all do to help. And we have 3 amazing speakers. We have Dr. Ryan Wagner, who's the chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences at University of South Florida, and April Lott, who's the president and CEO of Directions for Living, and Nick Padlow, who is the founder and CEO of Sophros Recovery. And really, this event and their panel discussion is more than a discussion. It's really a call to action and about breaking the stigma and finding real solutions and making sure that the people who care for others know that we care for them too. So it is on March 6th at Floridarama in St. Pete, and we'd love to see our community there and be a part of this important conversation. And as part of Community Foundation Tampa Bay's mental health initiative, Reeling in Stigma is completely free this year, which is amazing.
You know, we all talk about the caregivers, the people taking care of other people and what a challenge is in their mental health. This is the first I've heard. We do know that first responders have a high suicide rate, especially when they have to intervene in these arenas. How is the training to deal with suicide and mental health changing over the years now? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. It is, like you said, first responders, I feel like we all know some of the issues in terms of suicide that first responders face. And, you know, this is really an interesting look in thinking of our mental health professional leaders as first responders themselves. They have, they carry a really heavy load and also carry a unique stigma attached to them because they are the, you know, very highly functioning individuals who are in leadership positions, and there are unique barriers to them getting help for themselves. And really, they, when we think about all the topics that usually are the barriers for people to getting help, it's, you know, access or knowing who to call. And with these leaders of behavioral health organizations, that isn't the case. So we're really trying to understand why they aren't getting help for themselves.
You know, I know that you have a quote on the website that really spoke to me. There comes a point when we need to stop just pulling people out of the river. We need to go upstream and find out why they are falling in. And I think it's so interesting that you have Nick Padlow from Sawfrost Recovery, a former U.S. Army veteran. We know that a lot of veterans suffer from this and that it's just not manly or cool to be a soldier and then speak about this. Tell us some about the organizations that you have given funding to of those 47 nonprofits.
Yeah, we have really funded a whole host of organizations that are doing all sorts of things and are supporting certain individuals in our community. Excuse me, we have several organizations that we funded to who work with veterans specifically. That is a really big focus. And also have some really interesting ones like equine therapy, have funded for equine therapy. And we have Directions for Living, which is April Lott will be speaking from that organization, but they really provide all of the mental health first aid training for no cost to anyone in the community. It's a one-day course. You can get certified. And there is a group that we funded, the Dysautonomia Project, which is a very specific group of people who are living with dysautonomia. And there really are so many.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that syndrome? Because I think it's very interesting. It's something that has surfaced more in the last few years.
I will say I'm not an expert on dysautonomia, but it is an autoimmune disorder. And really, it's a disorder that you can't see. And so many people living in pain are, sort of carrying that pain in themselves, and it's not visible to people. And so people don't know that they're sick and really have had a hard time with mental illness, any autoimmune disease that you can't see how sick someone is and living with that and trying to explain to others that they're sick, that they're not, quote unquote, faking it. That can really take a toll.
So if you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Margaret Bruno, director of Love IV Lawrence. They're having an event at Floridorama that is free. It is a Freewheeling in Stigma event on March 6th. Please tell us how they can sign up. They do need to register in advance.
Yes, please register. You can reserve your spot by going to the Love for Lawrence website, which is loveforlawrence.org, for being IV. And you can go to our events page there and click to reserve on our Eventbrite page. You could also just Google Eventbrite Reeling in Stigma and find our events page there. And we also have a Facebook event page.
You know, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a night of education and entertainment because from 6:30 to 8, the program, Restoring Resilience of Those Working on the Front Lines of Mental Health, a conversation. And from 8 to 10, you're going to have some joy. And it's going to be DJ and dancing featuring DJ Austin Vanderbeek. You know, it's awareness, it's support solutions, and it's about joy. Tell us a little bit about adding that element in.
Yes. So we promise not to leave you feeling sad. We are ending our panel discussion on hope. You know, there is so much hope, and we really are looking forward to sharing that hope and what we can do for our mental health providers. And then then we get to have a party, and we have an awesome DJ, Austin Vanderbleek, who is amazing, and we'll have dance space, and we have cash bar and food trucks and some complimentary charcuterie, and it really will be a wonderful night to celebrate our mental health professionals.
And once again, we want to thank Liz Dimmitt, who is part of this, who couldn't be with us today but has often been on Radio St. Pete. If you want to learn more about this, please go to https://loveivlawrence.org. Margaret, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.